Okay, the topic for the this week's chat is the weather, and it's so nice that we have a few people in here, so everybody must be out enjoying their good weather across the country. But I wanted to talk about how you use your GPS in different types of weather, meaning snowstorms and of that. I guess I'll go first, and I guess the toughest weather that I've used mine in was 10 degrees above zero in the middle of a snowstorm. And I had the GPS under my jacket. The Braille note was under the jacket. I had gloves on. And the receiver was, under the jacket as well. And I would use everything as multiple repeat or as automatically announced as I possibly could because I couldn't. Obviously, get into the Braille note to check things out and hit keys and stuff for taking the chance of damaging the device.
So how well did that work in that environment?
It worked pretty good. I was able to find my destination. I ended up skirting across parking lots and things that I had no clue because there was no way of telling sidewalks from grass. From streets, and I relied on the GPS 100% to get me to my destination, and it did work, with turning yourself around quite a few times and getting disorientated from the snow. So that worked out pretty good.
I guess you really could have used the getting warmer method, huh?
I used it in more ways than one.
That was a good one, Robert.
I frequently have the opposite situation where I worry about sweating on the Braille note because out here it's not unusual for it to be 95, 100 degrees, and that's really hot weather to be trying to operate a device like that. And I haven't found a really good solution for that problem, but other than trying to be careful and wipe my hands off every now and then, but it hasn't really caused any problems, but I've been concerned about it at times.
What about if you, for really hot days, if you had like a some type of freezer bag, that couldn't melt so that it would get water on it. Sometimes the liquid is like sewn into the lining. I wonder if that would work to keep the Braille note cool on when it's over 100 degrees. Whereas if you didn't have it, I could see that the unit could start locking up on you.
I need to investigate that. I never thought about some sort of cooling bag like that. I never thought exactly how that might work, but it's an interesting thing to explore.
Well, one question I have for you, Chris, and I've noticed in the past that we have discussed that the overcast, you have cloud, thunderstorm, things like that, will affect the receiver picking up the signal. So, how would that? I have not had the opportunity to be in a storm to use it, but I would tend to say my efficiency will be down quite a bit.
I don't know because the funny part of that, when I was using the EarthMate serial GPS receiver, I was coming home from somewhere and I was in a car, and it was thunder and lightning and pouring down in buckets, and my receiver got the best acquisition that I'd ever seen on that little receiver. And it was in the middle of that storm where it got the best acquisition. So I'm not exactly sure if weather has an effect on the satellite reception.
Yeah, I'd have to tend to agree there with Chris. Cloud cover and storms and wind and stuff should have little or no effect on a GPS receiver, because the signals are not, they're designed in theory so that that kind of atmospheric conditions will not affect the signal because it's in that frequency range, which is unaffected by it. Because if it was, then anytime there was a storm, you'd lose GPS signal completely, and that's not the case. So I think that it's probably a fluke. Maybe weather had some effects on it, but very little. So I would have to say that I don't think that that is a real concern. People talk about it all the time, but I think it's more of like a wives' tale that people thought that, oh, well, weather would affect it. It really isn't. It's really the buildings, multipath, the signal bouncing off of solid objects. Now, maybe in a storm that's, snowing or hailing, maybe that could really mess things up where the signal is being bounced off of hail. I don't know that for a fact.
I've never been in a hailstorm, so I don't know.
Yeah, there's something called rain scatter in radio that will really affect propagation, but I don't think it would affect the GPS system in that frequency range. At least not very much.
Yeah, it's probably within the noise, of or the existing errors in a system. If you're used to military millimeter accuracy and it's hailing or it's majorly pouring down with a wind that's shooting the rain sideways, maybe it would affect you, and instead of being off a millimeter or two, it's off a foot in that case or something like that. But for us, it probably doesn't make that much difference.
I think the problem is more if you're outside, out walking, is really how to keep your equipment dry and how to keep it from getting messed up.
Yeah, I know that Mike uses a plastic bag, and that he can actually read the braille through the bag. I've seen him do it. So that's how he keeps his braille note, going while walking in the rain.
I actually do the same thing that I would do in the snow, would just under the jacket, and that seems to keep it dry as well, and put as much on automatic as I can. That's,
I tend to try not to take mine out if I'm pretty confident that it's going to storm. But I may be overly conservative about it.
Well, I remember on a Wayfun event, I think it was in Maine actually, where we got actually stuck in a rainstorm. We were going exploring, and then all of a sudden it just started to pour. So everyone scattered and went for cover. And then we all ended up finding the same place to go to in the end, which was some type of government building for records or some taxes or something like that. And we all ended up congregating there, and they gave us some plastic bags to put our braille notes in. Mike was really concerned about the braille notes getting wet, but it was everyone just did what they had to do, put the braille notes under their shirt, or under, if they had a jacket, they put it under their jacket, whatever they happen to have. So it was quite the experience, a whole bunch of drowned rats filing into this government building, and the two ladies that were there were more than kind to help us out and let us stay there and weather the storm. And then we continued on our way and got to the hotel and found out that the hotel was being evacuated because of some fire alarm that was going off. So it was definitely an experience for sure. Well, guys, I think I'm going to head out here now. But anyway, have a great rest of your weekend, and I will talk to you guys later.
Well, I'm glad you stopped in and had a break. Take care, Sean.
Thanks, Jim. Take care, Robert. I'm sure I'll be talking to you and Chris soon enough.
Have a good one.
So long, Charles. I mean, so long, Charles. I don't know what happened to my voice. Have a good evening.
I do have a question on point of interest. Can I bring it up?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so far, my voice note is running. I let it run down twice, real good, completely dead, and it recharged up and everything. One thing I have not done since originally, When I downloaded all my points of interest and my map, I got all California, Nevada, Arizona, and New Mexico. And then I think I'm due for an update. Do I delete the file, or do I just go back and do all those state that I want, and it will correct itself and update all the information?
Okay. Question. Are you referring to, one, your user point of interest, two, the collective user point of interest, or three, your map data?
Map data.
Yes. When an upgrade comes out, your 3.5 maps will not work with that software, so you would have to just basically delete the map data and the map points of interest and copy the new updated information on into that maps folder, and you should be all set. Your user point of interest file will not be touched in any way, so you don't want to delete that.
Okay, that's what I wanted to make sure before I did anything good. That's my next step. I think that everything I had there, it's a year old, well over a year old now, and I know there'd been new update out, so okay, so I'll go ahead and delete it. Anyway, when I had problem with my voice note, I lost everything anyway, so I'm just taking one step at a time anyway.
If you have version 3.5, you do have the latest at this point. I'm not sure which version you have.
Yeah, I do have the 3.5.
Yeah, then your maps are all up to date. Now that brings me to another. With the collective user points of interest file, those are cumulative. So if you downloaded March's and copied March's into your maps folder, and then you downloaded April's, you just basically overwrite March's because all the points of interest that were in the March file are carried over to the April file, and the new points are just added to the newer file.
Yeah, I have not done any of those updated yet since I've done it a year ago.
Okay, you know, those aren't mandatory, but it's kind of cool to see where people have been and where people have put, you know, left their little marks behind. I've gone into the user POI, set my category to user, and searched for MGM and found out all the places where Mike's been.
Well, guys, I'm going to get out of here too for now. I need to take care of a couple things here. We have a teenager in the house. I guess that explains it. So I'll say so long for now.
Have a good one, Robert.
Take care, Robert, and thanks for coming in. You got it right the first time. Yeah, like I said, Chris, so far I'm pleased the way it had, the voice notes had been running in the GPS, and I still do a little funny thing there and there and see if it's giving me a problem, but I think I can start moving forward and start doing the thing that I expected to do and, you know, refresh my memory on everything that so much difficult we had with this. But anyway, thanks for the information.
You're very welcome. I'm glad that's working out for you as well.
Well, Sheila is happy. Oh, boy, she's ready to go forward to have the thing replaced if I had one little problem. But, nope, everything fine. So, anyway, I'm going to go ahead and take my dog for, I'm going to feed him early because we're going to go for a walk in the park and get a couple of shopping done. So we're going to have a busy schedule this week. So anyway, thanks for the information, and you take care and you have a good week.
You too. Have a good one.